Every morning at the shop, you'd see him rod. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245. Broad at the shoulders and narrow at the hips. And customers invariably gave big tips. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big, big Dad John.
Big John.
No one seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He was kind of quiet and shy. And if he spoke at all, he just said, hi, to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans. But he got in a fight over a leather queen. And a scratch in the eye from his huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Hairy-legged, big, bad John.
Big John.
You know, the day the quake hit our salon, the earth opened up and we thought we were gone. People were praying, down on their knees. Everyone thought they'd had their last tease, except John. Through the spilled shampoo and the reek of the rinse stood a giant of a man, our crimper prince. He snatched a smoking curler and gave out with a moan. And like a huge hairdryer, just stood there alone.
Big John. Big John.
Big John. Oh, man. Big Bad John.
Big John.
With all the strength he gave out with a mighty shot, and the woman yelled out, you saved the hairdo I love. And 20 more scrambled from a would-be grave. And then there was only one left in there to save. Big John. With false bravado, they started back in, but just as they did, the ceiling caved in and spray cans exploded all over the room. Everyone knew Big John's doom. Oh, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Oh, man. Big, Big John.
Big John.
Now, they never reopened that old salon. They just placed a marble stand on the front lawn. And these few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of these ruins lies a hair-bending man. Big John. Oh, John.
Big John. Big John.
Big John.